Then I got a Trudy, who is 19, and I didn't get anything else. And then just after that, it's a little Jessica, who is 5 years old.
Okay, very good. And then you asked, does anybody take these spirits?
Okay, does anybody take these spirits?
Okay, you may be getting spirits really coming to you that are either wanting to be acknowledged or you might want to start mentally dialoguing with one that seems to be kind of prominent of the group. And don't forget your mediumship helper guide.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can start dialoguing, see if you get any more. If you don't, then they're probably just passing through, unless that one of them seems desperate or something.
Hi, Carol. It's Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
I just want to go back to your Navy man. It's what I'm seeing around. The circle. When you look further out into this Navy man, is there like a crowd banging? Like as if it's a mob?
Well, I don't know if it was a ship sinking, but I also got one of those ship barometers, you know, they had on the bridge to signal the engine room. I saw that, and I almost got ocean liner, like a sinking of an ocean liner.
Because it's interesting, because I kind of put a platform in the middle and I get this spirit to come on, and it wasn't coming on, and they were showing my gatekeeper, he was showing me he was putting a white protection this time, and then there was these people like banging on the window, this bunch, I see an arrow connected to you, and the other arrow, I see it connected to Adriana. I don't know if I'm gonna dance with Adriana. Because actually when I saw, before you spoke, Carol, I actually saw them pounding like on the glass, and I go to each one of your names, and then I stopped at Adriana, and they kept telling me, Adriana, 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 and then this come up, and then you started to speak with this name, and I'm being pulled to tell you about it.
Okay. Well, I'm getting something, but I don't want it to be speculation, so I'm going to let you take it from there. Could it have been a ship sinking? And a lot of people died at once. You know, it's kind of like the Titanic, but it went down much faster. And when you're thinking Adriana, I'm hearing Adriatic.
Oh, okay.
And I'm wondering, but this gentleman, I don't think he was the captain, but he's showing himself as like the next, you know, I'm used to airline because my father was an airline pilot, so you had your co-pilot or, you know, first officer, but on ocean liners, you know, you have, the next guy down,
yeah.
And he's the one, they're kind of thin, stately, I don't know what he has to do with this group, but he's not frantic. It's like he's having to keep his calm. I'm just wondering if anybody had anybody in Maritime in the group. If you didn't, then he's coming to me. Maybe he's wanting me to cross a bunch of people. Because I'm going to turn it over to you and see what you think about that. See if you can't make a connection with him.
Yeah, I don't. It's interesting because I've never seen my gatekeeper do this specific thing. Because my gatekeeper, he can be, he tells me he can come up as black as white, or he can portray any portrayal of anything he wants, animal or person.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a protection. And this is black underneath and white, and then I see like them banging, like they're banging, trying to get through, like a mob trying to get through. And you know what? When you think of an ocean liner, this makes total sense because the glass, there's glass, and they're banging on it. Yeah. And that's why I don't, it's funny, they're showing me the outside, which is interesting. Yet the Navy man, I'll see if I can connect with this Navy man. But I think a good question is to ask if there's, and the Adriana, which makes sense, like how you said it, that it makes total sense, using the name that we have in the group.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, what came to me was Adriatic, which is the Adriatic Sea, which is quite a tumultuous sea. You know, but again, I don't want to start conjecturing, but this, he's, when I say Navy man, when I first saw him, then I went to ocean liner, so it's not exactly Navy, it's just an officer on board a ship's officer, so that's more correct, and there was something about that engine thing.
And you know what I'm seeing now, Carol? Like I kind of make a platform, and they step on the platform, and literally I see a man standing there, and then there's water coming out, like water coming off the platform.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think to me it feels right. It truly does. And it would make sense as there's a lot that has to be crossed.
Yeah, because my sense with him, and he's not real tall, but he's thin and stately looking. You know, he looks really good in his uniform and very ramrod straight, like an Englishman, you know. And it's almost like he's looking, he's saying, here, I've got this group for you that they need help, you know, because maybe they haven't crossed yet and they're still, you know. I'm not getting a time. I'm not getting, it would have been in either the 20th century, you know, more than 15 years ago, or now. Unfortunately, a lot of these ships do go down more often than we'd like to hear, especially in that area. So that's all I can offer up. I mean, I'm not getting the group, the mad crowd trying to get through, you are. So my question to you is, you know, do you want to try and do something now with them, with the help of us, or do you want to wait on that?
Actually, it'd actually be very simple. It's very simple. It would take, it wouldn't take very much time at all. So if I can get you, just, if, do you want to do this? Is that okay, Carol?
Yes, because it's presented itself to us.
Yeah, very, very quick. So I just take you a platform, and it's funny, we went wedding dress hunting, and if you think, you know, when they stand up on the platform to try their dress on?
Right.
A platform like that, and just imagine there's just the five of us, you know, imagine us all standing around. And we're just offering up, I just want you to extend. And actually, we're going to picture Carol's Navy man standing in the center, because it'll be much easier just to do one, and the rest will follow. So just reach out your right hand, just reach it out to him, and we're all protected and safe, and there's nothing that can touch us, and we're all doing it for the highest is good. And we are lifting him to the highest of light. We lift them all spirits, we all, no matter where they come from, we always lift them to the highest of light. So imagine, as I'm saying these words, imagine they're just, he is becoming a bright, bright, illuminating light. And they're showing you to imagine him becoming a beacon, as if in a lighthouse. Now he's becoming a lighthouse. So the beacon, so you imagine, so as you're seeing the swirling around him of the lighthouse, so the beacon is turning. Imagine all the ones pounding on just imagine a window, pounding on a window. Just focus on that. And they're totally going around, and they're following the beacon. So the beacon of the lighthouse is bringing them all into the light. It's just bringing them all into the light, and it's just surrounding and going around and around. And now at the same time, Just know and just believe that all these people are going to the beacon of the light, and slowly, remember, the Navy man is becoming the lighthouse. See, the lighthouse is totally lifting up. The whole thing lifts up off the platform. So I'm literally moving my hand because I'm French. Just move it up and up and up. And when I count to five, they will all be totally released. One, two, three, four, five. And it is done.
Oh.
It's done. Yeah, done.
Oh, my gosh. While you were doing that, I wanted to cry. Anybody else feeling that way? That was powerful.
You guys all did it. You did it together. And, of course, spirit. Spirit always is the one that leads us all. So.
Right.
Yeah.
As you wanted to cry, Carol, here I am smiling as everybody's going off.
It was a good cry or a good feeling. You know,
yeah.
It was just a relief and a joy, a release for them. They're released from that panicky feeling of drowning. This is a group of people, I'm convinced, that they went down very quickly. And ergo the mob, you know, they're all like pounding. You're supposed to be doing something. You're supposed to, you know, take care of us and...